Talk a little about a concert coming up Saturday night here in Toronto, something of a re-emergence concert for Max Webster and for John Loveson, who hasn't been seen around for a while. Mm-hmm. They'll be doing two shows, 8 o'clock and 11 o'clock at the New Yorker on Saturday night. And Kim Mitchell is with us, the singer of Max Webster and the guitar player. Kim, have you, you got anything new designed for this one? Are you going to give us anything that we haven't seen before?
Well, what would you like to see? Like, we're going to have some things. We're trying to hunt down possibly a girl opera singer to sing Toronto Tonos and do it in good taste, you know, our good Max Webster taste. And there'll be some, I don't know, what do you want to see? You know, we'll be playing songs from the first album, the second album, and
you're recording these days.
Yeah, like, we've been in the studio day and night, like, since we got back off the Rush tour.
Yeah.
And, actually, it's too early for me to be up right now talking.
We're recording this at just going on to noon.
Right, I forgot. It's 11 o'clock at night right now.
Okay. A little later. What are you doing in the studio now that might be different or the same from the old one, from the first album?
Well, the second one is going to be basically like the first one, only, but it's a process. We know more of what we're doing now, and things just come out better. It's like learning how to drive a car. You just get better and better at it. And it's the same setup, same producer, but it's going really well. I've had the shakes really bad lately because we're doing the ballads. And
That depends on your voice being right there.
Oh, really? It's so hard for me. You know, I just, like, I don't sleep at nights. I fall asleep singing the song and wake up the next morning singing the next line. You know, I'm just going, oh, no.
Kim brought us a little sneak preview of the new album, which I don't presume is going to come out until the fall.
We don't really know when it's going to come out. I would say it's depending on when the American record company wants to release and whether we want to release them both at the same time. And
Have you got a title on it?
We think we're throwing around High Class and Borrowed Shoes for the album cover.
That fits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really, it fits for us. And that's the title of this song. It's a really great rock song.
Uh-huh. All right, here's Max Webster and a sneak of something they just recorded this week, as a matter of fact.
Great song.
Kim Mitchell, that's your tune. Pie Dubois still writing silly lyrics.
Oh, yes,
great.
Pie. Oh, no, those aren't silly. Those are great, great rock and roll lyrics, really.
Same thing.
So. Yeah.
You're going out of town for a couple of months after this gig on Saturday night.
Yeah, and seeing as we are leaving, I brought you a little something because you've always had nice things to say about us, and I just want you
to open
this up and have a look at it. It's probably going to make it be really noisy here opening this paper bag.
Oh, I'm not even, I don't know if I'm even going to say what this is. Where did you get this? I'm worth $6.
Pittsburgh. Yeah.
My. Sale to Minors Prohibited.
Yeah.
Quite a magazine. All right. Well, I will cherish that. Will you sign it with the autograph?
Yeah, sure.
Right over this guy's picture here.
Yeah.
This one right here. That's the guy right there. So Max Webster is going on the road for a couple of months with Rush again.
Yeah, Drive Till You Die tour. That's right. Yeah. They're great to work with, really. There's nobody else that, you know, they're just amazing to work with. They're really easy. Because a lot of politics go down on the road, you know, for opening acts, and they don't pull any of that stuff with us.
Great.
It's really good.
Good to hear new music from you.
Mm-hmm.
And we look forward to the album and certainly the concert. Saturday night, Chum FM presents Max Webster along with John Loveson at the New Yorker Theater. Two shows, 8 o'clock and 11 o'clock, and it's going to be a nice time.